Every SAS founder knows what MRR stands for. Very few know how to calculate it correctly. Even fewer know how investors actually read it. That gap is expensive. I've seen founders pitch $50,000 MRR to investors who, after 5 minutes of questions, revealed it was actually $35,000 in real net recurring revenue after stripping out annual prepaids, professional services, and churn that hadn't been booked yet. The founder walked in thinking they had a Series A story and walked out with a comeback when you have clean numbers. ARR has the same problem, amplified. A founder with $8,000 MRR will say they have $96,000 ARR as if annualizing a number that's barely 3 months old makes it more real. It doesn't. ARR is a stability metric. It becomes meaningful when your revenue is stable, typically above $1 million arranged. Before that, it's just MRR times 12 with extra parentheses. Related, startup metrics that matter, what investors actually look for. What MRR actually measures. MRR is the sum of all recurring subscription revenue you collected in a month, normalized to exclude one-time charges, variable fees, and non-recurring add-ons. It's a forward-looking run rate, not a cash metric. What counts as MRR, what does not? Monthly subscription fees, one-time setup fees. Annual contracts recognized monthly, professional services. Committed usage minimums, variable overage charges. Recurring add-ons, hardware sales. Seat-based pricing, contracted seats, implementation consulting. The most common mistake founders make is including one-time revenue in MRR. A $10,000 implementation fee collected in January is not MRR. Putting it in inflates January and leaves February looking like a down month. Strip it out and your MRR tells a clean story about your recurring base. The five components. A single MRR number is nearly useless. Investors decompose it into five parts, and the ratio between them tells a more complete story than any headline figure. Component definition, what it signals. New MRR revenue from new customers acquired this month, top of funnel health, GTM efficiency. Expansion MRR revenue increases from existing customers, upsells, cross-sells, price increases, product stickiness, land and expand motion. Contraction MRR revenue lost from downgrades, lower plans, fewer seats, customer satisfaction, usage trends. Churned MRR revenue lost from customers who cancel entirely, product market fit, customer success quality. Reactivation MRR revenue from previously churned customers who return, sales efficiency, brand retention. Net new MRR new plus expansion plus reactivation contraction churn, real growth after attrition. Net new MRR is the single most important number in a SaaS business. It captures everything, whether you're acquiring customers, whether you're keeping them, whether you're growing them, and whether any of that is being offset by cancellations or downtrading. A ratio of new plus expansion to contraction plus churn above 2-to-1 is strong. That means for every dollar you lose, you're adding 2 or more. Below 1:1 means you're operating a leaky bucket, adding customers but losing revenue faster than you're gaining it. That company will eventually collapse under its own churn rate. Related, a complete guide to customer acquisition cost, CAC. How investors read your MRR. Investors look at MRR through five lenses. The headline number is the last thing they check. Growth rate. Month-over-month MRR growth is the strongest predictor of long-term venture outcome. The benchmarks are well established. Stage, MOM growth target, annualized. Pre-seed, $0-$1K MRR, 20% plus, +890% YOY. Seed, $1,000 to $10,000 MRR, 15-20%, +435-890% YOY. Early Series A, $10,000 to $100,000 MRR, 10-15%, +214-435% YOY. Scaling, $100,000 plus MRR, 5-10%, -80-214% YOY. Below 5% MOM growth at any stage means you're a lifestyle business, not a venture-backable company. The math is unforgiving. A company growing 5% MOM takes 14 months to double. At 20%, it takes 4 months. In a 10-year fund life cycle, the 20% company creates venture returns and the 5% company doesn't. Net revenue retention. NRR measures how much revenue you keep and grow from your existing customer base. The formula. NRR equals beginning MRR plus expansion churn contraction, beginning MRR. A company with 120% NRR grows 20% per year from its existing customers alone, without acquiring a single new one. That compounds dramatically over time. The best companies, Snowflake, Zoom, Slack at their peaks, had NRR above 130%. The average public SaaS company runs around 110 to 120%. Below 100% means your existing customers are shrinking, and you're running faster to stay in place. Gross MRR churn. Monthly revenue lost to cancellations. For SMB-focused SaaS, 3-5% monthly churn is common but terrible on an annualized basis, 36-60% annual churn. For enterprise SaaS, monthly churn should be below 1%. Anything above 2% monthly in enterprise and the math doesn't work long term. Payback period. How many months of gross margin it takes to recover your customer acquisition cost. Payback equals CAC, MRR per customer times gross margin percent. Under 12 months is good. Under 6 months is exceptional. Above 18 months means you're spending too much to acquire customers who pay too little, a classic zombie SaaS pattern. ARR valuation multiples. Once you're above $1 million ARR, valuation conversations shift to multiples. The rough heuristic is 10-30x ARR at Series A, heavily modulated by growth rate. A company growing 100% YOY might get 20x ARR, one growing 50% might get 10x. ARR YOY growth, rough series A multiple implied valuation. $1 million, 100%, 20x, $20 million. $1.5 million, 80%, 15x, $22.5 million. $2 million, 50%, 10x, $20 million. $3 million, 30%, 6x, $18 million. Growth rate drives multiples more than raw ARR at early stage. A $1 million ARR company growing 100% often outprices a $3 million ARR company growing 30%. Related, LTV calculation for SaaS startups. Common inflation tactics, and why they backfire. Founders inflate MRR in predictable ways. Investors have seen all of them. Annual prepaid counted as monthly. You book a $12,000 annual contract and report $1,000 MRR for 12 months. This is technically correct, you have $1,000 MRR from that customer. But if you're doing this across many customers and counting the full annual payment as cash in 1 month while spreading the MRR across 12, your cash and MRR trajectories will diverge. Investors will ask why. Multi-year contracts annualized. A 3-year, $36,000 deal becomes $12,000 arranged. The ARR is meaningful if the customer is sticky, but investors will discount multi-year contracts relative to annual renewals because the churn signal is delayed. Professional services included in MRR. This is the clearest red flag. Implementation fees, training, consulting, none of it is recurring. Including it inflates your MRR and makes your true subscription revenue look stronger than it is. Strip it out. Ramp contracts reported at full value. A contract that starts at $200 per month and ramps to $500 per month in month 6 should not be reported as $500 MRR on day 1. The initial value is $200. The ramp is future expansion MRR. The reason these tactics backfire isn't that investors won't figure them out, they will, within the first 5 minutes of looking at your data. The reason is that they erode trust. If you're inflating MRR, what else are you inflating? And if your numbers were strong enough to stand on their own, you wouldn't need to inflate them. The right way to report MRR. The cleanest MRR report an early-stage founder can present looks like this. 5 numbers, 2 derived ratios. That's all an investor needs to see to understand the health of your business. Everything else, NPS scores, engagement metrics, customer interview quotes, is supporting detail. The best time to start tracking this level of detail is before you need it. Most founders start building clean MRR reports when they start fundraising. By then, the historical data is already messy. Start on day one, or at least start cleaning the data now. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.